Hello, and welcome to Win Stupid Prizes, the show where we ask the questions that nobody thought were worth asking. I'm Eddie, and I'm joined today by three of the greatest people I know. And they are, of course, AJ.
Hi, I'm AJ.
Alex.
A question you thought was worth asking is, can I be on the show?
And our judge this week is Bear.
Hi, I'm Bear, and I've got a question.
That is the format.
I was talking to my vet the other day.
Okay.
And I found out that I can get superpowers that let me turn into an animal for, like, about a week every month.
Your vet can do that? That's incredible.
Yeah, and I've got an appointment to have that done tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't decided what animal I want to be.
Of course you haven't.
What you're saying is your vet's going to curse you, and you want the best outcome for this curse.
Sure, yes.
Okay.
I've come to you guys for help because I don't know where to start, and I'm putting off all the research. So, you guys do it for me.
How long ago did your vet tell you about this?
I think it was, like, January.
Oh my god.
You made an appointment for, like, 10 months' time.
I mean, there is a global pandemic on.
I put it on my to-do list, and then I shoved that with my rest of my papers.
Just put it off until, like, the day before, and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this.
I put a calendar appointment in for today to make sure I've decided in time, so.
Great.
So you want to be an animal that's really good at filing.
Yeah, you're going to need some better organizational skills. When you said that, my, like, initial reaction, I don't think you should pick this, because I think you would just waste a week of your life, but what if you were a sloth? Become, like, super well-rested. Set up with a little bowl of fruit beforehand, a few leaves or whatever, a clean path to the toilet in case you need to go, because you probably need to go at least once during that week, and just have a super chill week in bed.
I think a sloth actually could be quite good for some people who have trouble relaxing.
That's a good point.
Week of forced relaxation.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm the most relaxed guy you've ever met.
That's pretty true.
Yeah.
It's very true! Ah!
How close do you live to a large body of water?
I am a large body of water.
Hey!
How close do you live to a large body of water that you can swim in?
You know, not too far.
Do you like fucking around?
Yes.
Have you met this man?
May I recommend a dolphin?
Oh, no.
You get active, you get to splash around a lot. You do have to make sure that you're near the large body of the water, like, once a month to turn into a dolphin. But
yeah, how would I make sure that... We've already established that my organizational skills are somewhat lacking.
You're right.
Uh-huh. What systems might we put in place to make sure that I'm ready to be a dolphin every month?
I mean, you raise a very good and compelling point. Oh, well. I might have to come back to you on that one.
How far in advance do you... Like, is it always going to be on the 17th it starts every month? And so do you know when this week is coming? Or is it just like 1 week out of the month... Surprise, you're an animal now, because, like, then dolphin absolutely shafts you.
Yeah.
But if you have the fore planning, then, like, there are definitely, like...
It could be nice.
Mm. The sloth thing, you have to keep a bowl of fruit by your bed the entire time, just in case you become a sloth spontaneously.
That's just a good health tip, though.
At least with a dolphin, like, if you're out on the street and people find you, they're gonna try and help.
Yeah.
That's true. Everyone loves dolphins.
Yeah.
You might wake up a week later in SeaWorld, but, you know...
If I found a live dolphin in the middle of the street...
If you saw a live dolphin splashing, flopping around on the street...
I'd feel so bad for it. I would grab the dolphin, I would get all of the bystanders, and we would run to the nearest body of water. It would be just heartwarming.
I would call the police and be like, someone has stolen a dolphin.
Seriously?
How else did it get there?
Not like, oh, help, my dolphin is stuck in a tree, send the fire brigade. No, you're going to call the police?
I would grab a bucket of water.
Dolphins are mammals. They don't need the water to live.
No, their skin can get dried out. It's good for them to stay wet.
Well, now that I know that, I will go to the nearest hose, keep the dolphin moisturized, while I phone the police and be like, someone has stolen a dolphin and I am not equipped to deal with this.
The fire department has hoses, though, so I think you can kill two birds with one stone and not...
Kill two dolphins with one hose.
No, you don't want to kill any dolphins. So...
See how strong the fireman hoses are?
Maybe you could, like, use the hose to swoosh it down the street towards the sea or whatever.
From GTA, I know how strong the fire hoses are.
Oh, they're weak as shit in GTA. They can knock a person down a little bit, but that's about it.
You can kill people with them.
Can you?
Yeah, you drive around blasting the police with a hose.
Damn.
But as you say, if you called the police, that's all I need. Like, they'll get me to water.
Yeah, that's true. They'll probably take you to an aquarium or something, and then a week later, you'll just be a dude in an aquarium. Like, wasn't there a dolphin in there? And then the police would come back and arrest you.
So. Yeah, maybe I don't... Do I want people to know about my transforming?
Oh.
Because if I was a dolphin and I wasn't ready for it, then I wouldn't really have a choice.
Yeah, that is true.
I do think, though, if I saw anyone splashing around in an aquarium, the one person I know who could get away with that is Bear. Right?
Yeah.
You could talk your way out of that situation.
Someone else would still call the police and you'd have to talk your way out of it, but using your social engineering skills.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, oh no, it's fine, I'm authorized. Here, this is your boss's number, call it. And it's just, Bear is authorized for this activity.
Well, checks out, I suppose.
I fully believe you have this set up.
If you're good at forward planning, which we've already established you're not, this is a good way of getting to your destination for a holiday. Like, you could start the week knowing, okay, I need to go to America. And then you end the week, I hope that dolphins can cross the channel in a week. They probably can't. But you'll end the week in America.
The channel. The Atlantic. Little bit of a difference.
It's a channel.
Yeah, the Atlantic channel.
I think even were I a dolphin, I wouldn't be super keen on traveling a few thousand miles under my own power.
You start short. You're like, okay, let's go to Spain for a bit. But then you can like do the longer distance trips when you know your limits.
Oh, here's what I do. So I'll plan a holiday, fly over, and then jump out the window just as I'm turning into a dolphin. Because that's fine, right? Dolphins can survive that fall.
So, at top speed, you would need to be swimming for 120 hours? Yeah, you can go about 60 kilometers an hour, and it's about 7,200 kilometers.
That's really fast.
To America. That is top speed, though. They can't do that all day. I don't know how long they can do that for. But 7,200 divided by 60, so you would only need to be swimming for 120 hours, which is 5 days straight.
Yeah.
I don't think you could quite make it to America.
Dolphins can swim in their sleep.
Really?
Well, okay, in that case, all you've got to do is swim for 5 of your 7 days as a dolphin straight to America at top speed, and you'll be fine.
That sounds great.
Dolphins only sleep with half of their brain at a time so that they can stay partially awake.
Making it perfect for Bear, who never has enough hours in the day, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I wouldn't do any swimming at all. I would just come up with an elaborate chair that suits my dolphin body and just play video games all day.
A chair that goes at 60 kilometers per hour towards America.
And with half of my brain off, I could enjoy things like Harry Potter and Fortnite.
Are we gonna like just razz on JK Rowling every episode now?
Yes, yeah. I'm gonna try.
It's a legal requirement.
Yeah.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Speaking of long travel distances, I've got an animal you could turn into that might make it a lot easier than swimming for 5 days and 5 nights. What if you could be an animal that just locked its wings in place and went?
Ooh.
I'm talking about the majestic albatross.
Ah.
I think you'll love it. It's enormous. It can go anywhere. It doesn't have to stop to eat or sleep or poop.
The other advantage of albatross is you'll be much better at golf.
Hey.
Oh, dear.
I'll see you all next time.
Okay, so I don't want to be an albatross. They're going to make me play golf.
I mean, like, to be fair, if you're that good at golf, no one will want to play with you because you'll just win every time.
That's what a handicap's for?
If I just show up at the golf course and they're like, oh, look, he's an albatross, mark him at 2 below par.
3 below par, roasted.
3 below par, he wins.
It would be a quick money-making scheme.
It would be as interesting as golf.
Okay, so we've solved golf. I don't know if we found the perfect animal fit for you yet, though.
No, I like the travel ideas because I do like to travel. But this long distance travel, we actually kind of have convenient solutions just as people.
I'm not sure if that's true.
But you can save the environment by flying instead of flying.
He's onto something there.
For short hauls, absolutely fantastic. If I want to fly over the city and avoid traffic.
Albatross are long distance birds, right?
Yeah.
And they can go short distance, right? But, yeah. But their whole shtick is going really far.
Oh yeah, they fly around the world.
Yeah. Like AJ said, you know, they don't need to stop to do most of their living processes.
I was thinking, if it were me, that's something I'd really enjoy. I'd schedule all of my work meetings for that week, just carry a little Bluetooth dongle with me. Everyone would think I was a really good listener because I'd just fly silently over the sea.
Yeah, if I was trying to work, it would be quite tough to get any work done as either a dolphin, a sloth, or an albatross.
Yeah,
that's true.
I was thinking that.
But it's not really what I'm focused on, you know?
Even just like continuing life vaguely normally.
Yeah, and that's why I've come here for you, because otherwise I thought I was going to turn into a snail and then chase people down and say, haha, I'm the snail that's going to kill you.
I would argue that giving you time off work whilst you are literally transformed into an animal is probably a reasonable adjustment.
Yeah.
You might have to use your annual leave for it, and if it happens every month, that's more time than you have as annual leave.
I think you should probably join a union if they're asking
well,
you to.
Well, here's the thing. This is something I'm going for, right?
Yeah, Bear's chosen to do this, right?
Yeah.
So, like, though work can try and adjust around you, I don't think they're going to be like, yeah, you only work for, like, 3 weeks of the month.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably swing that, but I do kind of still need money.
Right.
So maybe I could make money as this animal. I could make money as a dolphin.
That's true. You could do really good tricks.
I could make money as a sloth.
Could you?
Yeah, I just, like, rent a sloth. Have a sloth hang out in your house for a week.
To be fair, I would rent a sloth.
Yeah.
I fucking love those dudes. Mm. Speaking of animals that I love, I can't let an animal question go by without mentioning one of my favorite animals of all time, the duckbill platypus. I don't think this is, like, a top-tier choice, but I want to explore this, because they've just got some incredible features that I love them for. They're one of the only two mammals that lays eggs. That's pretty cool. The other one being the echidna.
Uh-huh.
Pop quiz and a callback. What kind of animal is a platypus?
I remember this earlier, because I thought you might ask. It's a monotreme.
It's a monotreme!
Yes!
And you know what else is a monotreme? Knuckles!
What do I win?
You win knuckles!
Oh, dude.
Sweet.
Not particularly useful for you, but they sweat milk.
Nice.
Wow.
They don't have nipples, so when they lactate to, like, feed their young, instead they just sweat it out of their, like, normal paws, and it pulls the little pouch that they have. They have semi-poisonous barbs in the back of their feet, which is super cool.
That's so metal.
I don't know how you'd find that useful, but I guess if someone was like, oh, look at the stupid platypus, let's catch it, you'd be like, ah, poison barb, fuck off. And they have, I forget the specific details, but it's like electromagnetic sensors in their nose. So they have like this like sonar equivalent thing going on. Especially when they're underwater, they use like electric waves to sense stuff.
Spooky.
I don't know how much of that is useful to you, but they're cool as shit animals and I can't let an animal episode go by without talking about them.
I mean, they're the utility animals.
Jack of all trades, right?
They're the rogue, yeah. They've got the toolkit.
Yeah, like they do swimming, they can survive on land, they're cute, free eggs.
As we all know, in the animated TV series Phineas and Ferb, there is a platypus that is a secret agent.
Oh, he's a secret agent, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, when you said animated series, you meant documentary.
Documentary series, Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, there you go. So you can still make money while you're a platypus. You're a secret agent for a week of the month.
Although we don't know, you know, it might not be that all platypuses have the capabilities of Perry. He might be an exceptional platypus.
He might be, but you've got a good reference.
I think you would be an exceptional platypus.
Thank you.
They do have flippers on their front feet as well, so you can't, like, type very easily. But, like I said, you do a bit of social engineering in your time, and who isn't going to let a very cute little platypus into their building?
Exactly.
Probably the server room security guard.
He's like, oh, you wouldn't do anything silly in there, and you go.
Oh, what a cute wild animal. Get on into the server room.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to time that so that it's minutes before you turn back into a human, and so you become a human after he closes the server room door, and you're like, I'm in.
That would be amazing.
What a weird report that would be. Be like, oh, your security is very prone to platypuses.
Yes. Security guards are not on the lookout for wild animals, and this is a problem.
It turns out.
I mean, allowing a platypus into a server room is probably not a good idea because they might, like, gnaw the Ethernet cables. Or Cat 5 cables.
You can just sweat milk all over the servers and mess their stuff up if you want.
Yeah, I was thinking more about the electricity problem.
They could make a Freon gas leak.
Hey, let's make some more Ethernet references. RJ45.
Oh, sexy.
Fucking nuts.
10 meters.
Oh!
Anyway, that's the duckbill platypus. It's got a lot of options to it, all the utility. I don't know how much of that's useful to you, but I can't not talk about them.
I do like an array of abilities, yeah. And a silly look. Although, despite them being egg-laying animals, I probably won't be able to lay eggs.
Presumably not.
That's fair. There's got to be a downside.
Yeah.
But if you can, free eggs.
You're right, I should turn into a hen.
I'm going to be a cow for the free milk.
That's a serious consideration right there.
I mean, the problem is you can't leave your flat because cows can't go downstairs.
Oh, no.
I have to build a big slide.
Or a crane, I don't know.
You could get one of those construction chutes.
Oh.
Imagine Bear as a cow, like, going nose first down one of those into the centre of London.
So dangerous, oh my word.
Everyone's like, why are you building a huge, like, water park attached to your flat? And I'm like, oh, just for fun. And then once a month,
he's been released into the world.
And the great thing is, you're not going to call the police if you see a cow in central London, are you? You're just going to be like, oh.
I guess farmers have got rights.
That's neat.
999, hello, this guy's just turned into a cow. That's a load of bull.
Yeah, if I was turned into a milk cow and someone milked me every day for that week, I might be quite happy.
Hey, Jess, you got a new job.
Apparently, Jess, he's got a new job milking me for a week every month.
Don't worry, he's a cow.
Don't worry, I'm a female cow. If I turned into a dairy female cow, you wouldn't milk. That's so upsetting. I thought we were friends.
This is the real question.
All right, she's gone. Does anyone else have any animal ideas?
You said you want to earn a lot of money, right?
Yes, I am famously Jeff Bezos.
May I suggest one of the internet's favourite things? A house cat.
Okay.
Okay, so cat pictures, very popular on the internet. That's obviously very hashtag monetizable. The alternative, though, becoming a cat person. Mm. Again, the internet tells me that that is very, very, very profitable.
It is.
Especially on certain spaces of the internet.
Yeah. Can I turn into an anthro?
Oh.
I don't know.
Ask your vet.
But if you can't, being a cat, you get to laze around. People get to take photos of you and call you a handsome boyo, and then you get to monetize that.
I would be up for watching Bear Cat Cam.
Yeah, you could put a Twitch stream of your cat cam on, and every time someone subs or donates bits, then the feeder feeds you a bit.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. That would be lovely for everyone.
You would get a lot of upvotes on r/chonkers.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could be a cat person and go nya a lot, and everyone loves that.
Yeah, I could take over Instagram.
You should have said you were trying to take over Instagram.
Yeah, we all know how important Instagram is to me.
It's the one social media app you use.
It's the only website I know.
Name another website other than hexagorgon.com.
I don't know, Instagram?
Most of the content I follow on Instagram is dog-centric.
Yeah. Well, as we know from certain other animal channels, cats get a lot of attention as well.
They do.
Just not from us, because we like dogs.
Ah, you picked the wrong person to pitch a cat to, Alex. This is the opposite of playing to the judge. Accidentally yeah. Playing against the judge.
You know, when I meet cats, I like them. I make friends with a lot of animals.
Do you like head pats?
Not as much as some people, but I'm okay with them.
You like a belly rub, though.
I do like a belly rub.
Cats and dogs like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. My cat refuses to admit that she likes belly rubs, but she likes the belly rubs.
I think I would like some of the freedoms of a cat. As in, I could go around places and people wouldn't be like, oh, what's that cat doing here?
Yeah.
I could get up to mischief.
Yeah.
But also, I might be a little disadvantaged because cats can just get, like, bodied by any animal they meet.
They are quite quick and nimble, so yeah. As long as you've got your wits about you, they typically avoid danger.
Yeah, although I imagine I would be quite weirded out when, like, before I, with my ADHD brain, know what's happened, I'm 6 foot up in the air just jumping because a cucumber's behind me.
I would love to watch that.
Oh man, this brings a whole new level to the banana prank.
Have you seen the videos of cats, like, jumping over things that they don't expect, like, in their daily environment? You can put a blockage somewhere and they'll just leap 3 feet over it completely unnecessarily. So I'm just picturing Bear's flat full of banana skins, and instead of, like, slipping on them, he's just hopping over them all.
3 feet in the air over every single one.
Yeah.
I think being a cat might suit your brain, though, because it's like you are very curious, and if someone puts a box down, that's a great time for you.
Oh, don't talk about curiosity around cats.
Yeah, that's a little bit of unfortunate things. You can just, like, sit on the sofa, curl up, and just go to sleep, and everyone expects that of you. That's just a thing that you do.
Yeah, although people don't expect me to play video games.
As a cat, no.
You could use the pause button.
I could play board games still. I've seen cats roll dice before.
They play by their own rules, but yeah. They do try and play board games.
Yeah.
This piece is over here now, smack.
I do think you would find a sudden love of physical games where the object is to knock things over and smash them.
What do you mean sudden?
Yeah, we want to play catacombs?
Yeah, you'd be really good at catacombs.
Rampage?
It is difficult to do a lot of your regular life activities as a cat, though, so it is like you still need to take that week off of work and stuff.
Yeah.
Unless you're an anthro cat person, again, ask your vet if anthro cat people are right for you.
I don't think for me, being an anthro cat person would suit what I need. Like, I would be able to just live my normal life, but, like, the way to monetize or really benefit being a cat person is to pander, and I'm not that good at pandering.
What if you were a panda, though?
And cats famously aren't pandas.
So what you're saying is you need a social media manager.
This is the real downside. When you get a real cat anthro, you're just like, oh yeah, be cute for us. And they're just like, I'm taking a nap, leave me alone.
My problem with the anthro cat idea is I can only picture the cats from the musical Cats.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I mean, it does mean that you get a starring role in the musical Cats.
If you want that.
But yeah, that also means that you have to be in the musical Cats.
You would be infamous.
I do like infamy, but I want to be a villain, not like a wannabe hero who's just bad.
Are there villains in Cats?
I don't know.
Yes, I think so.
I know there are, like, bad things happening in Cats.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, the CGI.
Good point. Yeah, most of the film.
So, Macavity the Mystery Cat. Macavity, there's no one like Macavity. He's broken every human law. Breaks the law of gravity.
That's a lot of laws, dude.
That's a lot of laws.
Wow, that is impressive.
He's the bafflement of Scotland Yard.
That cat has done some very bad things.
Yes.
And I don't know if I want to go there.
Macavity's a war criminal.
Oh, dear.
Went to America with the sole intent of jaywalking.
Oh, no.
The only law that Americans really have. Had to take someone's guns away. The two American laws. I only know two types of people who are like, talk about the movie Cats. And it's people that hate the movie Cats and people that ironically pretend to like the movie Cats but actually hate the movie Cats.
And eventually end up liking the movie Cats because that's what irony does to you.
I think they like it because of the way that people would get like so about it.
Yeah. Like Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, similar to Jar Jar Binks.
No, that's a joke. We love Jar Jar Binks unironically because he's a great character.
Yes, that is exactly why you brought up Jar Jar Binks.
Okay, so actually, if I can be an anthro, then that might imply that I can be a few other stages. So can I be a cat with human hands?
That's horrific.
That is the worst.
That's even worse than the cat's cats.
Just a normal looking cat, but with tiny human hands like a baby.
I'm going to call your vet. That can't be allowed.
If you decide that that's the winner, I'm never letting you judge again.
But having human hands means I can use human devices while being a cat.
Don't picture that, please.
Okay, what if they're human hands but covered in cat fur? Like a bush baby.
It's less bad. If you had a cat hand with thumbs is what you want, right?
No, not at all. Like, the only reason that it's safe to have cats and dogs in your home as pets is they don't have opposable thumbs and they can't open things.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to be a pet. I'm trying to live my life.
That's the only reason it's safe? Are your pets trying to kill you?
Well, you know how they work out how to open doors and then nothing is safe ever again?
Yeah, they scream at the door until it opens.
Some cats open it themselves.
I would prefer that, because she gets her way anyway.
Here's the thing about me getting this ability. I don't want to animal-proof my own house against me for when I transform. If I'm the cat and it's my stuff, I want to get into it.
Right, yeah, of course.
I don't want to defend my flat against me.
But how would I defend my flat if you were able to do that? That's my problem.
Okay, so what you're saying is cat with hands is a really good idea for me.
It would improve your social engineering skills.
It would improve your cat burglary.
Hey.
So, a cat with normal skinny human hands, bad. A cat with furred over hands, okay. A cat with furred over hands and still toe beans on the other side.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That would be cute, okay.
We're slowly getting there.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, but it's acceptably so.
I mean, I don't mind if my fingers are a bit stubby, but, you know, just a little more useful.
Yeah, you want to have enough movement so you can do stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with retractable claws at the end, that would be quite rad.
That would be rad.
You got to keep them in trim, though.
Yeah, nom.
Lovely.
No, you could just get a nice manicure before it was your monthly transformation time.
Yeah.
I mean, just buy a scratching post so you can just deal with your claws that way.
Yeah, exactly.
I do actually already have one for my rats.
There you go. What's the problem? Oh, well, you got rats, though. If you became a cat, you might want to...
Oh, no.
Ugh.
I think they'd be okay as long as I was careful not to scratch them.
Yeah, but it's like, presumably you've got some animal brain going on. The cat's like, those are rats. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Because otherwise, if you're turning into an albatross and you don't have any animal brain, you're just gonna sit there looking real thick.
How do I lock my damn wings?
It's all muscle memory.
But with the cats, like, if you raise a cat near rats, I don't know, like, people do have cats and rats. And
yeah, that's true. People have animals that would normally not get along.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I wouldn't want to take the risk.
You probably love your rats enough that you wouldn't eat them.
I do also, as a bear, I can love something and eat it.
That's, in fact, your MO.
Like, don't you just find that the more you love something, the more you want it inside of you?
That's why we have to insult you every now and then, to make sure we don't get eaten, that we stay within the like territory and not the love territory.
So you're saying that it would actually be helpful to be a herbivore?
Maybe.
That cow suggestion is looking real good.
I don't think you have to be a herbivore. I think there is a way to be at least somewhat carnivorous and not eat your own pets.
Yeah, but if I was something like a hippo where I'd be like, ah, rats run around the inside of my mouth. Loom. Oops.
Yeah, that's dangerous. I think you need to pick, like, a not massive animal.
I've got a not massive animal the bear might like.
Ooh.
It's mischievous. It doesn't have the creepy hand problem. And it could potentially lay some golden eggs. You could be a horrible golden egg-laying goose.
Whoa!
I think that would really play into your sense of wanting to mess things up.
Before we get to goose, in what way am I laying golden eggs?
You picked a mythical goose.
I love that you're asking me that. Maybe you should talk to your vet, because I don't personally have experience of laying golden eggs.
You know how birds do a lay an egg sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will yours also be gold?
Yeah.
Okay, does it look gold or is it actual gold?
Yeah, I think canonically it's solid gold, right?
It depends if you're allowing mythological animals.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I would allow it. I don't know if my vet will.
Even if it was just gold-coloured, Christmas is coming up. People can just buy each other golden eggs and be like, hey, look what I got at M&S.
Geese eggs are pretty decent, like, pretty valuable, I think, even without the gold bit.
They're super fancy.
We should definitely explore the goose element, and then if they also get golden eggs, then great. But if you don't, you're still a goose.
Still a goose.
I mean, I've played Untitled Goose Game, and what I've learned is no one is willing to take aggressive action against a goose.
No, why would you? They'd break your arm.
It's true.
Yeah.
There's a swan that people say that
Fuck,
about.
There's a swan. Shit, I take it back.
But it's also not true.
Oh, yeah, all geese are owned by the queen, right?
That's a swan.
Yeah, all geese go out and break people's arms every Friday night.
All geese give birth to the ugly duckling, right? That's the...
I mean, I've been friends with geese through my time, and geese are pretty funny. They look funny, they act funny.
They do.
Pretty rad.
You would have a brilliant time just going around town honking at people and, like, spooking them.
You would.
That would be funny.
I don't know how quickly it would wear off. Maybe never, actually. It's a pretty good prank.
And I could fly. That's pretty convenient.
That's true, yeah. So if someone did call the police about this really rude goose that was following them around, just fly away.
Oh, yeah, like in Hot Fuzz, where they hunt down that goose. That's also a swan.
Oh, what about, yeah, that ballet, Goose Lake? Or that movie, Black Goose?
Black Goose.
Anyway, let's goose dive into this a bit more.
Yeah, let's not have goosing around.
There's no such thing as a swan.
So I think it would be fun to be a goose. You get a lot of silly behaviors, you get to fly. It might make some of my daily life a bit harder, but I can still manipulate things to a degree.
You struggle with the thumbs thing again.
You could peck at the keyboard, one letter at a time.
A words per minute of three.
And also, if I'm laying eggs... Yeah, I guess I could lay eggs.
Yeah, free eggs, dude. That's an absolute dream right there.
What a fucking great sentence. If I could lay eggs, I guess I could lay eggs.
I don't know what your egg consumption per month is like.
But it's about to go up, baby.
But a week of laying eggs. That's 7 eggs.
What I'd do is I'd go to your house right before I transform back, lay an egg, and then just be outside your window, and then hold an egg up and just say, a egg!
I would love this. Please. All of the other animals so far have been horrific and terrifying, but this is one that I will allow.
Just before you transform back into a human, so you do that prank, like, say, a egg, and then realize you've got to walk home from that.
Okay, how about this? How about this? A goose with human hands.
But where would they go? Would they be on the feet or the ends of the wings?
I think, no, at the base of the wings, on the chest, just little, like, T-Rex hands.
Oh, no, that's worse.
That's so horrible. Oh, my word.
That's some proper Kingdom Death monster.
Oh, that's disgusting. I hate it. I don't want it at all. What if your wings were just big hands?
Yeah, like Sasuke from Naruto.
What?
They have a fight where he has big hand wings.
Okay.
It's a very famous scene.
Great reference, dude. We all got it.
There's a huge battle between Naruto and Sasuke, where Sasuke has hands for wings.
Right. That sounds like a great advantage. Let's not go into that.
That's because he's a bad guy.
Also an idiot, clearly.
Yes. I mean, every character in that show is of limited capability.
Okay. I do think that having hands instead of wings would significantly reduce the utility of being any kind of bird.
I would enjoy Naruto more if I was a sleeping dog.
Oh, my word. Oh, what else do goose do, though?
Honk, steal knife. wield knife.
Mm?
Yeah.
You can deliver babies. Oh, that's a stork, not a swan. Shit.
Okay, we've discussed goose. We've discussed goose with human hands.
We're going to move on quickly from goose with human hands.
Move on. Back to cow.
So I actually thought about like trying to get on with some more human activities during your week as an animal. And I was trying to think of animals that maybe don't necessarily have thumbs, but have some sort of like grasping capabilities or something. And I think that it would be quite good for a week to be a chameleon.
Aww.
They can grab stuff. They have, like, thumb-like things. They got that long tongue.
Yeah, they do.
Which also is great for pest control, because they eat flies. And so if you have any, like, fly or insect problems, you just get your tongue out and be like, I'm fed, mate. Oh, lovely. And now I've also got no pests in my flat when I'm a human again.
Yeah.
They're very good at climbing things. They're very good at getting around. You might need to install a few, like, banister-like sticks around your house just so you can get to things more easily. But, like, that's not a big deal. Just attach them to the wall quite simply.
Yeah. They are fun to watch.
They are. And they got that invis superpower as well, which is super beneficial for, like,
yeah.
Your, especially as social...
And by invis, you mean supervis.
In an urban environment, yeah, okay. But, you know, you do have to find the right colours, but they do a better camouflage than most.
Well, actually, chameleons don't typically change colour to camouflage. Their default green colour is their camouflage for the environment they live in.
Yeah.
And their colours just mean other things and are used for communication.
Oh, okay. I thought, like, the colours were, like, when they're in an area unfamiliar to them, they adapt to that colour sort of thing, which happens to mirror the environment.
So I'd need to look up more, but I believe that that's mostly a myth and actually it's more emotional communication.
Okay, fair enough.
That sounds super handy.
You'd still like to change colour, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't want to use it to camouflage. I would use it to disco.
Good.
Yeah, you do get free access to the Culture Club, and that's actually really good because a week a month, that means you come and go.
Yeah, that's true. And during that time, I am the arbiter of karma and decide what's good and evil.
Sure.
Oh, no. So that was a bad idea. Otherwise, I love it, though. I'd invite Bear as a chameleon to my parties.
Yeah. I looked this up earlier, and chameleons come in quite a range of sizes. Like, the smallest one is, like, 2 centimeters long. It's, like, tiny.
Aww.
And the longest one is, like, 60 centimeters, maybe 70 centimeters.
Oh, heck.
Yeah, so, like, depending on what specific chameleon you can pick the right size that lets you do the things you want to do. If you want to be a little sneaky boy, you can be a little sneaky boy. But if you want to, like, get on with video games and stuff, you pick a bigger one, so you got bigger hands.
I would be the biggest.
Yeah, you'd be the biggest.
Yeah, you would.
Can I be, like, a crocodile-sized chameleon?
No, like, 70 centimeters, I think, is as long as they get.
Some crocodiles are only 70 centimeters.
Oh, okay. Yes, you can be baby crocodile-sized. Yes.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Baby croc. But one of the main reasons that I would really like you to be a chameleon is because you can finally find out what it's like to be me and have eyes that point in two different directions.
I was about to ask that.
Which, as a human, occasionally comes into play, but usually is just one eye doing all the work. But as a chameleon...
You'd get so much TV binged.
They do look very cool and they're fun to watch.
They are.
They seem like pretty chill dudes most of the time.
You get your own Rhythm Heaven stage. I know you've already got a Rhythm Heaven stage, but you get a second one.
Here's the risk for me as a chameleon.
Yeah.
As a bear, my body is very good at keeping itself warm.
Yeah.
So I'm frequently in cold places without any kind of cover for that.
Yes.
I see where this is going.
If I then turn into a chameleon unplanned, I'm at a big risk as a cold-blooded creature.
Yeah.
So as a cold-blooded person, you just gotta eat constantly.
I do that, yeah.
Flies are everywhere, so.
Yeah.
I think it also helps, though, that if it happens to you unexpectedly, you were wearing your human clothes, and as a chameleon is much smaller, you've got a lot more clothes to wrap yourself up in.
Yeah.
You assume I'm wearing human clothes.
Are you wearing chameleon clothes?
You assume I'm not naked all the time.
You're on webcam right now, dude. I can see that you're wearing clothes.
I'm foiled again.
They're just really oversized baby crocodile clothes. They're not human clothes.
Your special Animorphs modesty clothes.
You are right, though. That is the biggest disadvantage of picking a reptile, is that they are cold-blooded. As long as you're inside, you can mostly mitigate that, but if you do go outside, you're going to have to start thinking about that a bit more. On sunny days during the summer, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but higher heating bills. It's very expensive to heat your house at the moment, so...
It's a real consideration.
But then you're much smaller, so you don't need as much heat.
I have not found that to be the case.
You're still a human, though. You're still much larger than a chameleon.
It's true.
You don't want to just live on a radiator all day.
You just get one of those sun lamps somewhere, and like, because you've got them chameleon fingers, you can easily switch it on. And if you're like getting a bit chilly, better go lounge under my sun lamp for a little while. You'd love that shit.
Yeah.
So our chameleon fingers, they're not so good at buttons, right? They're great at grabbing. So I'd be good at VR, but not good at typing.
I don't know the specifics of it, but they look like they've got similar dexterity to, like, our three fingers.
Okay. I always think of them as having, like, Lego hands.
Oh, you might be right. It might depend on the chameleon as well, to be fair.
Yeah, they've got big grippy pads.
Oh, some of the bigger chameleons do have individual, like, toes.
Aww.
They're not as, like, long as fingers, but they've got a little bit of button option there. However, one of the biggest advantages of chameleons that I almost forgot about is that they have a prehensile tail.
I do like having a prehensile tail.
It's the best.
They mostly use it just to, like, hold onto things. Like, when they move from branch to branch is what I read. Like, they'll grab onto the branch so that if they slip, their tail can still support them.
Yeah.
So they're quite strong tails as well, which is quite good.
Oh my gosh, you could use your tongue as a grappling hook.
Yeah, I can use my tongue as a grappling hook and I can use my tail for tool use.
The perfect animal!
I can hold a hammer in my tail and a nail in my tongue.
Ideal, right?
I maybe wouldn't recommend that. Maybe do your DIY in human form, but, you know, it's your house.
Yes.
Also, one of those chameleons gets a really rad, like, horn, and one of them gets, like, a Protoceratops crest.
Oh yeah!
There's a decent variety in chameleons, my dude.
Anytime I run D&D, we're doing it in person, with minis, and I'm playing a dinosaur.
I thought you were going to say, because you're a chameleon, you'd be all of the characters, you'd be all of the minis, and just run around the little map.
I mean, you can move them around quite quickly. You'd have to play a character with, like, some sort of pulling things towards you mechanic, so you can use your tongue.
Yeah, a big Yoshi.
Yeah.
You're going to play big Yoshi in D&D form.
Ah, yes, the Nintendo supplement for D&D.
I think, though, even with the cold-blooded thing, if you do spend a bit more money on heating, you're saving a week's money on food because they eat insects.
It's true.
So it probably offsets itself.
Here's a question, though. If I'm a chameleon, do I find insects appetizing and delicious?
Yes.
If you got some animal brain, then yes.
Or do I, like, put it in my mouth and I'm like, I know this is good for me, but it's basically like eating a salad.
Oh.
I think you will take the first, like, couple of times you transform to get used to it, but once you're used to it, I think it'll be totally fine.
It's like eating a bunch of leaves. It's like, I know my body can digest this,
yeah.
But man, is this a slog to eat.
Yeah, I think you'll find that for the first, like, maybe the first week, let's say.
And then I turn back and I've just got a mouthful of flies.
Well, if you turn out mid-eating, then yeah.
Look, in a few years, we're all going to be eating flies, so you might as well be a chameleon and get the jump on it.
Yeah, but we'll, you know, it'll all be behind the scenes. It'll be paste.
I hope so. Personally.
Yeah.
We won't have to think about it.
We'll have added some, like, seasoning to it as well.
Oh, yeah. Get me some Salt Bay flies.
Look, I am all for an insect-based protein industry, but I don't want to be there during the transition.
I don't want to know about it.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Like, if I was raised in the insect-eating world, then great.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen while I'm alive, great. If I'm in the position where I have to make that transition...
It's going to be real bad.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah, suddenly a lot more people will become vegan, which is probably good for the planet.
Yeah.
I'm vegan except for insects.
Insectarian?
Yeah, something like that. You're really vegan then.
I know there are people who are vegetarian except for fish.
Yeah.
I don't think I've met anyone who's vegan except for, I don't know...
Eggs?
Because if you're blocking out, like, eggs and milk... Like, you could argue that insects aren't animal exploitation, but you still kill them.
I'm sure I've come across someone who was vegan apart from something... Because, like, a great source of protein is nuts, but if you're allergic to nuts, it's very difficult to be vegan.
Yes.
Or
it's harder to be vegan. And so I'm sure I met someone who was like, I'm allergic to, like, the three major sources of vegan protein, so I'm a vegan as far as I can be, but I have to not be for my own health.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Fair enough, yeah. If you're like, I'm vegan except for fish because I don't think fish are real animals, it's like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah.
So you can just eat swans because they aren't real.
The other thing with, like, you could choose to be, I'm mostly vegan except for, like, eggs or honey, because some people consider honey to be animal exploitation. Other people is like, this is just being nice to bees.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is what bees want to do, and so we're gonna take...
Yeah, it's a big issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do need be needing the bees, though.
We do.
Wouldn't recommend being one, though, I don't think.
No.
No, I was thinking about that, and just, no. It will be terrifying.
Well, we love unions and communism, so actually, maybe being a bee would be quite nice.
I mean, from the point of view of everyone knows you've got a great work ethic, and... You look like you're busy all of the time.
That's true, that's true.
But also, it just sounds exhausting.
Also, you've got some top-tier knees.
You communicate with dance, you have a sense of time, and all of your friends are on the level with you.
But you're an unwavering monarchist.
No, you're not a monarchist. The queen bee is a servant to the hive. If the queen bee isn't doing her job, they'll get rid of her.
Isn't that in the same way that the MPs are public servants?
Except the queen bee actually does the job that the hive needs of her.
Roasted. So, speaking of communicating by dance, a thing I forgot to say about albatrosses, which is awesome, is they have a really long, like, pairing up and breeding process over the course of several years, and they communicate through dance. And so the young albatrosses, they show up on this island with all of the other albatrosses, and they know how to do all the dance moves. But get this, they don't know how to interpret the dances that other birds are doing. They just mimic them for a few years until they work out what's going on. And I just, my little autistic brain thought that was super cute.
Me IRL.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what humans do as well. Like, we see people dance, we do the dance, and then later we're like, oh, that meant sexy things.
Uh-huh.
How embarrassing.
That is 100% of being a human so far.
That's how I learnt language.
Okay, so I think we've heard about some fun animals. We have cat with human hands, goose with human hands, and chameleon with already human hands.
Don't replace the end of the tongue with a human hand. Please don't.
End of the tail with a human hand, like a sticky hand.
I was considering geckos for the sticky hands, actually.
Yeah.
I do want to know, Bert, if you turned into a cow, which bit would you put the human hands on?
Oh, God.
Probably the bell.
Yes, the essential part of a cow.
Just hang some human hands from my neck.
Just swing it on a collar.
No, I think, realistically... the end of the horns.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because that way I can be looking at what I'm manipulating. Maybe just the shoulders. Maybe the udder, so that when you milk me, I can grab you.
You're actually just holding hands.
You know what they say. When you milk me, I milk back.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
That really was a question that no one should have answered.
The tongue. The cow's tongue is just a hand.
Oh, why? Why is this even an option?
That would be the dream. Splits into two. It's a forked tongue.
What kind of monster vet have you got?
Welcome to win cursed prizes.
Where would you put the human hand on a snake? You've only got like three options.
Nowhere good.
I mean, imagine instead of a snake, it was just a hand with a snake's head on the back of it.
That's one of the three options.
But not the tail, just the whole body is a hand.
It travels in reverse as a result because of the way the hand muscles work.
I don't like this at all.
Like Thing from Adam's Family with a snake's head attached.
All right, look, we gotta pick a real animal. I don't think
okay, just a human hand. I'll just be Thing.
Okay, and the winner this week is a human hand.
No, okay, let's see. Okay, so we have a cat. I like cat because it does allow me to do a lot of things unnoticed and still lets me interact with society.
Yeah.
Goose is hilarious. I'd fly around and cause mischief. I think I'd really like Goose for like the first year or something, but I do think I'd probably get tired of being a goose. Although flying is pretty rad, so it's hard to say. I think the lack of human hands might be difficult as a goose.
You should have thought of that.
Yeah, we should have talked about human hands at some point during this whole thing. And chameleon. Chameleon, very cute. It's kind of alien. It's like very different to a mammal. I mean, a bird's not a mammal either, but
technically.
Yeah, but birds look like mammals because they have feathers.
Yes.
So we can forget that they're not mammals.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I know what you mean. I find them more relatable.
Yeah.
But which of these is going to be your goose song?
Okay, we've had a good day of talking about this. It's a really big decision, so I think I'm ready to make it.
Animals are cool, dude.
Yeah. I think, you know, I'd be happy as any of these forms, and it's actually quite a close running. But I'm going to go with cow.
No. Really?
No, you know, stairs are already difficult enough for me. Okay, so I like the idea of it being a chameleon. I really like the idea of being a goose and flying around and causing trouble. But I think the balance between being weird, accepted, and being able to still cause trouble and be comfortable and take over the internet, that speaks to me, and I think I'm gonna have to go with cat.
Oh, what about Alex?
Alex,
yeah,
you win the prize, a Hello Kitty loot crate.
Oh, sweet.
Full of Hello Kitty goodies.
Oh, how appropriate you picked cat.
That is very appropriate.
And yeah, we give that to the cat. I'm gonna go see my vet tomorrow and try out my new life.
Yeah, have fun as a cat for a week, a month, dude.
I will ask about human hands, though.
Make sure you get the toe beans so that it's acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get much of a chance to talk human hands today, so I'll ask the vet about it tomorrow. Congratulations, Alex.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Alex.
Thank you all for helping me think about these animals and decide what I'm gonna turn into.
Thank you very much for judging, Bear. And if you enjoyed this adventure into human hands, why don't you check out all of our content. We are hexagorgon.com, which is hexagorgon.com. We're also at Hexagorgon on Twitter, we're Hexagorgon FB on Facebook, we're Hexagorgon on YouTube, and we're Hexagorgon Live on Twitch. We also have Ko-Fi, which is also Hexagorgon. We've recently hit affiliate on Twitch, yes. So you should come and check us out. We're streaming more often. Come give us a follow, a subscribe if you've got some money spare. That would be super appreciated.
If you have an Amazon Prime account, you can actually get a free subscription with that. So if you have an Amazon Prime account and you're not using it for anything and you want to support us, then maybe just put that on there.
I've literally done that with my parents.
100% of tips from this episode will be going to getting all of us human hands.
A top priority. Thank you very much, guys. We will see you next time.
Bye!
Bye!
Play us out, Keyboard Cat.
Okay, here's my plan. I'm probably gonna turn into some kind of were-animal, right?
Right?
What?
But I need to figure out which kind of were-animal to get.
That seems inevitable.
And so I wanted to know which one of those might be the best. What, if you were gonna do this, what would you pick? And I've got a deadline here, so let's finish this up by today, huh?
Oh, what? Sorry, a deadline. Okay, so hang on. What parameters are we talking about here then, when you say you wear animals?
Yeah, so probably, I don't know, like once in a while, like I had to turn into it, I spend some time as it. You tell me the parameters, I haven't looked this stuff up.
Caveat bellor.
Just like, we've all assumed it's the weak thing, and you're like, who fucking cares?
You can tell me. Like, you say, oh, I've looked it up on Wikipedia, and apparently you're going to turn into an animal for a week every month.
But I'm not going to... But I can't say that, because if I look at Wikipedia, that's probably not what's written on Wikipedia.
All right, I looked it up on Hexapedia, and apparently...
What a fucking nightmare of an intro.
I'm very glad I'm not editing this.
Oh, my word. I hate this already.
Okay, instead of Hexapedia... Okay, I looked it up in this arbitrary reference book that I have from ancient times.
I mean, the Necronomicon.
I think this bit is a bit too strange.
Fun to do, though.
Yes.
Bill was saying, I don't care, you guys sort it out. Is like, well, that kind of undermined the whole discussion we had on Wednesday immediately.
Classic.
Would you mind giving that another go and at least getting the weak thing in there somewhere?
So I was speaking to my vet recently, and I find out that I can be turned into, like, a partial animal person. I mean, I can gain, like, transforming powers. So I've got an appointment with my vet tomorrow. And
tomorrow.
Apparently I'm going to be able to... Yeah, tomorrow. So we need to finish this today.
It's a Sunday tomorrow.
You know, transforming powers cost extra on a Sunday, right?
What is yes and?
What is this intro? It's a fucking mess.
It would just be funny to say, I've gone to my vet, they're going to give me animal powers tomorrow, and that's
I'm okay with that. It's just like it is getting sloppy.
You can't do that. It's a Sunday.
Your vet's open on Sunday? I don't think so. Where's your vet? Let me Google
continuity.
It.
Continuity.